The Holy Gospel appointed for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed them into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again not to be anxious and troubled about many things, distracted with much serving, but to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen attentively to his teaching. Therefore, we ask that you send us your Holy Spirit to help us to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of Luke chapter 10, with special attention to the following verse. But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, are you anxious and troubled about many things? Stop and think about it for just a moment before you answer that question. Yes, are you anxious and troubled about many things? Perhaps anxious and troubled about cleaning the house and getting the dinner ready? Anxious and troubled about all the preparations that have to be made? Anxious and troubled about doing the work by yourself, because that's precisely what happened as Jesus went to visit the two sisters, Mary and Martha, in their home at Bethany, about 2 miles from Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, as soon as Jesus arrived, Mary welcomed him into their home. But at the same time, Martha was not paying any attention to Jesus, but was distracted with much serving. In other words, she was all wrapped up and all stressed out with getting the dinner ready, the house clean for Jesus, while her sister sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. And as soon as Martha saw her sister sitting at the feet of Jesus, she complained immediately to Jesus, saying, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." The NIV version of the Bible reads, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work alone?" Yes, Martha was very upset and frustrated that she had to make all the preparations by herself to do the work alone, while Mary was doing absolutely nothing to help her. And so Martha doesn't hesitate, but tells Jesus outright to order her sister to get up and to help her. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work alone? And how does Jesus respond to her? Does Jesus say, Mary, get up and help your sister? Or Mary, help your sister with all the preparations that have to be made? Or even for that matter, help her with the cleaning of the house and the cooking of the meal for dinner? No, that's not what Jesus said. Instead, Jesus responded to Martha immediately saying, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the portion that will not be taken away from her. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And whether we like it or not, it has happened to all of us. Whether you are a wife or husband, a mother or father in your home, or even a child, a son or daughter in your home. And for many of you, this is especially true if you are all alone now without your spouse, either as a widow or widower, to take care of all the chores and repairs in your home by yourself, all alone. As a matter of fact, how many times have we heard someone say, I'm anxious and troubled about all the things that have to be made in our home? Or I'm anxious and troubled with all the work that has to be done by myself, to do the work alone. Whatever it is, we are not only anxious and troubled about cleaning the house and getting dinner ready, but about many other things in life, which is expected from us, such as washing the clothes, doing the grocery shopping, paying the bills, paying for the cost of repair for our car, our truck, our home, and especially taking care of all the needs of our family, especially our children and grandchildren, and a host of so many other concerns in life. And by the way, for those of us who are senior citizens, perhaps a lot of concern about our health, isn't that right? Going to see the doctor, and paying for the high cost of prescription drugs. The list is simply endless. And yet, what does Jesus say? As Jesus arrives at the home of Mary and Martha, He tells Martha that right now, at this very moment, only one thing is needed and necessary. And your sister Mary has made the right decision, chosen the right portion, which will not be taken away from her. Not that Martha was wrong in getting everything ready for Jesus. As a matter of fact, there's absolutely nothing wrong in serving, cleaning the house, getting the dinner ready, especially when we invite someone to come over to our home. All of us have done that before our guests even arrive at our home. Making sure that the house is clean, that we vacuum the carpet, the table is all set up, and that the dinner is almost ready for our guests. The problem here was that Martha believed that her serving Jesus was more important than to sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to what He had to say to her. And Mary understood that immediately, as soon as Jesus arrived. She sat at Jesus' feet and listened attentively to every word that Jesus had to say to her. Mary understood that Jesus had come not just to have dinner and fellowship, but to talk with them about more important things in life than just being distracted with much serving. As a matter of fact, Jesus reminds all of us this morning in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. And then in verse 34, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things that you are anxious and troubled about shall be yours as well. Yes, at the end of the day, only one thing is really necessary. And Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Now, what about us? What about you and me again? Are you anxious and troubled about many things? Anxious and troubled about all the preparations that have to be made? Anxious and troubled to do the work by yourself? Not only in making preparations and doing all the work by yourself, spending too much time at home, spending too much time at work, and sometimes even here at the church and in our community, anxious and troubled about many things that we forget unconsciously to spend more time with Jesus as Mary did. And unfortunately, if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we must confess, as we did in the confession and absolution, that sometimes we are more like Martha, aren't we? Yes, we are. We fall into the same trap. As we get distracted with much serving and anxious about many things, and as a consequence of that, we fail to spend more time with Jesus at home through our prayers, our devotions with our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, our family, as well as spending more time right here at church in God's house as we listen to the Word of God, as we partake of the Holy Sacrament, the true body, true blood of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of all of our sins and iniquities. As a matter of fact, in the book of Hebrews, the Lord reminds us, saying, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Yes, to choose the good portion, which will never, ever be taken away from us. And when we have failed, and we have been too distracted with much serving, or too anxious and troubled about so many things around us, God the Father, in His love and mercy and compassion, forgives us again through His Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father forgives us again as we come and bow at His table and receive His true body, His true blood for the forgiveness of our sins. The words of St. John in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 7, the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Yes, may God the Father bless us through His Holy Spirit as we stop being too distracted with much serving, too anxious and too troubled with many things in life, and choose the good portion that will never ever be taken away from us. To spend more time in prayer and devotion with our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, our family, at home. And as we worship, as we're doing this morning, and as we have fellowship with one another, as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus here at church, to actually sit at the Lord's feet and listen to His teaching, not my teaching, your teaching, the church's teaching, but the teachings of Jesus. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we're going to sing at the end of our worship service today. Just a closer walk with Thee, granted Jesus, if You please. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be there, Lord. Let it be. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. And do what Mary did as she listened attentively to every word of Jesus, in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all. As we stop being distracted, as we stop being troubled and anxious about many things, and trust in Jesus. Amen.